各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎大家来到点滴英语天天学的原味美语课堂，我是 Julia。Julia 将带领体验美国哈佛、美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。今天我们的学习内容是，首先把 Lancy 和 Jane 的聊天汇编为一个 situational dialogue， 然后再用 English 来进行对话示意。首先，请大家听 Robert 老师和 Jane 老师的朗读。
You're not going to believe this. Debbie and Ken are getting hitched next month. He finally popped the question last night.
You've got to be kidding. Ken is so much older than she is. He's robbing the cradle. Well, Debbie has always wanted a sugar daddy, and now she's going to have one. I have to admit, they do seem crazy about each other. I mean, they're always making out in public.
I know, I hate that. Get a room!
Well, they have been going together for 3 years and have been shacked up for 1 year. I guess they wanted to make it official.
Either that or Ken knocked her up and now they want to get married before the parents find out. But you didn't hear it from me.
下面我提供参考性的对话示意。You are not going to believe this. Debbie and Ken are getting married next month.He finally proposed last night. You've got to be kidding. Ken is so much older than she is. He's dating someone so much younger than he is. Well, Debbie has always wanted a rich husband. And now she's going to have one. I have to admit, they do seem very much in love. I mean, they're always kissing in public. I know, I hate that.Get a hotel and do it in private. Well, they have been dating for 3 years and have been living together for 1 year. I guess they wanted to make it official. Either that or Ken made her pregnant. And now they want to get married before their parents find out. But you didn't hear it from me. 好了，各位亲爱的听众朋友，不妨您根据自己目前的英语水平来解释这个含有多个非常新鲜的，我们在教科书上很少见到的，或者可以说根本就没有见到和老师教过的有趣的美语表述法。我们今天的学习就到此结束。短语是由词汇构成，句子是由短语构成，文章是由句子构成，由此可见短语的重要性。那么我们明天的学习是对这个 situational dialogue 进行更加细致的归纳总结学习。好了，咱们明天再见。